From Cab Calloway in the 1940s to Beyoncé in 2006, and let's not forget church finery, African-American fashion has shaped American fashion at large. Now the Museum of the City of New York has mounted a new exhibit. The premise? Black style is global style. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
At the gala opening for the museum's Black Style Now exhibit, the black glitterati strutted down the red carpet, flaunting the fashion savvy that many believe has propelled black style into an international commodity. Hip-hop mogul, rapper, and clothing designer Sean Diddy Combs, resplendent in a cream-colored jacket and gray tie, is featured in the exhibit. He believes that what black people wear has ignited the imaginations of others for decades.
From what has started during the Harlem Renaissance to what happens in our music videos every day has inspired, you know, international designers all over the world.
Fashion is a window into the cultural history of the city.
Sarah Henry is deputy director of the museum. She says that history, particularly in New York City's legendary Harlem, is sumptuous and rich. The first section of the exhibit runs from the 1920s through about 1970, with a series of black and white photos that Henry says illustrate the attitude and projection of style that African Americans have always had.
It's a way that people project their identity, their own dignity, their sense of self-worth, their sense of power, and to give lie to the stereotypes that are endemic in the worlds in which they've lived.
Say it loud.
Museum officials believe there was a turning point for black style after 1970 on the heels of the civil rights movement. African Americans began to get the idea that black is beautiful. It revolutionized the style of dress. Stephen Burroughs became the first black designer with his own boutique in a major store, and black models like Barbara Summers began getting work.
All these different kinds of changes were coming in. There was a show at Versailles in 1973, Beverly Johnson's, the first black woman on the cover of Vogue, and then more. You know, every year or every couple of years, there was some amazing breakthrough.
Then there was hip-hop. For many at the museum on a recent Tuesday, this was the sexiest part of the exhibit. You've got Run-DMC and their Adidas warm-ups, gold rope chains as wide as three fingers, and of course, the hats.
The turning point comes in many ways with MTV, when they first start running rap videos, and the first one we have on view here is the Run-DMC Rock Box. And it's important also because Run-DMC is really embracing wholeheartedly the street look.
This was also the period where companies suddenly realized there was money in hip-hop, when the crowd at a 1986 Run-DMC concert held their Adidas sneakers in the air. And the next thing you know, the company had signed its first non-athletic endorsers. Hip-hop fashion is now a multi-million dollar industry. Along with a gown worn by Beyoncé and one of the polo shirts favored by rapper Kanye West, there are pieces from black-owned companies like FUBU. But exhibit co-curator Michael Henry Adams points to a wall full of 800 images of people of all colors in hip-hop attire.
What you've got are people who are proclaiming by the way they dress and carry themselves that I am strong, I am tough, you will mess with me at your peril.
Adams believes there is a separate black style, but he also believes it's been appropriated for white and world use.
You realize that they have absorbed this African-American culture. But you know what? This happens to black people over and over again. What we do gets appropriated. And what do we do in response? We go on to something else.
But iconic actor, costume Please. Designer, dancer, and director Jeffrey told NPR over lunch that he believes a special relationship with fashion is part of the nature of black people.
With my race, we are always dandies. We know how to dress. Dressing is a part of the ceremony. Dressing to go to church. Dressing for respectability. You know, and we have a way only because we are physically beautifully built.
The 6'6", 76-year-old artist says he remembers seeing the French come to Harlem to copy the fashion blacks wore on the streets.
They would see what we are wearing, and not what we are wearing. It may be very inexpensive clothes, but how we wear it. And then they would take that fashion right back to France and have it copied in different fabrics that are more expensive.
While the influence of black style around the world is undeniable, that success is not trickling down to black designers. Very few are sold in major department stores. From his studio in New York's Fashion District, Courtney Washington explains that his clothes are sold in boutiques around the world, but it's expensive to keep your name out there.
The business also takes so much money to just get a little bit of limelight, and you have to have the money and also the money to make sure that you're always in that limelight every single year, every single season.
Former model Barbara Summers adds that things are tough these days for models of color as well.
When you come down to the covers on fashion magazines, you don't even see us. When was the last time you saw a black girl on the cover of Vogue?
Still, Summers worries that the black style that once shattered stereotypes is now all about the money, and that today's African-American celebrities think they can buy elegance. But she has no doubt that black style still belongs to black people.
We had to sew little tags in the seam. Remember where this came from. Remember this came from black people.
Allison Keys, NPR News.
To see photos from Black Style Now and to learn more about the exhibit, go to our website, npr.org. Thanks for sharing your time with us. We'll be back tomorrow. To listen to the show, visit npr.org.